We are learning with Sechel Subas, Tav Samach Beis, Omid Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Samach Beis Amar Aleph. It says the Mishnah that Achamarim, donkey drivers, have a Chiyav Oina once a week. And it says, Gamolim, people who drive camels, who ride camels, camel riders, are 30 days. Zokta Gemara, Omle Rabba Barav Chanan La'abaya. Ichbol Tan La'ashvina Ntayel Upoyel. What Gemara means to ask like this. We had in the beginning of the Mishnah yesterday that if someone is Madder's Ishtoi Mitashra Mita, so halacha is, if he was mad at his wife for 1 week, then he has to already give a get. Because 1 week is too long. So Gemara is asking, let's analyze this. Chamorim have only a chiv oina once a week. You're not going to divorce because you missed one oina. Gamalim is 30 days. Safarim is once every 6 months. So who is that din for, Beisilah's din? It's only for the tayil, who's chayiv every day, and the poil, who's chayiv twice a week. So the whole Mishnah, Beisham Beisilah, is only for tayil and poil? It's Mar's Kash, only Rabbi Barachan Labai, Ichbot Tan Lashmina and tayil and poil? The whole point of the Mishnah is the whole din of Beisilah says 1 week already, if you make a neder, you have to give a get, it's only for tayil and poil? On Malay, so the Mar answers no. Lo yakulu. Every single type of person, if you ask her for a week, the halacha is, you have to give a get. Pray to Gemara, Vashisha Chadash B'Kamar, the sailors get 6 months, so heck, you say 1 week is ready a bitl mitzvah zayna, and you have to get a get. So Gemara, no. Ain't a doyma mishash le pas b'sale, mishash le pas b'sale. Lemaise, even though those sailors are away for 6 months, and they miss a lot of times zayna, but if you make a net there, that's not pas b'sale, it's not possible for him to come home and be mutter to his wife. Therefore, that's a reason to have a get, because Maisa Pas Pasali is something. Like Rashi gives an example, Le'inyan Tainus, the Gabi fasting, find a Yuma, that they made these little houses on the way for the Ish'iti, who went to bring the Sa'ir La'azazel, it was a big walk, 12 mil, and every few mil they had a tent with food inside, and they offered him to eat, even though he never ever ate, but since he knew he could eat, they gave him more karkas, because Le'inyan Tainus, so it comes out that the halachas they gave everyone. Omele Rabbi Barachana Labaya Nusayla. Chamar Vanasa Gamal. He was a donkey rider, a donkey driver, and now he wants to become a gamal driver. What's the mind of a gamal driver? He makes more money. But on the other hand, there's less mitzvahs aina. Could he do that to his wife? He was a chamar, he wants to become a gamal. My Omele, the more answers, Raise Isha Bakav Batiflus, Masar Kama Precious. That Isha rather have a kav, very little food, but tiflus, which means she should be with her husband. Ma'asara kav, from 10 kav of money, or precious, and precious. He'd rather have the kav less and a husband than having 10 kav and the husband's away. Or precious, the husband's away. That's the one difference. You can't take a job that will make you be away for longer. So Tais has an obvious question. We just said before, if Dayan was listening, beginning of today's daf, we said that the Avde Dovid HaMelech, there, they could go away more often. Why? Because they're making a lot of money. So here we see that they do like the money. So Tayyip's answer there was like a very significant raise. So there was Rav Chatei, it was a big significant raise. Now, the Chalkas Mechaykik on Shulchan Aruch, the Dayak from Rashi, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Chamar v'nasagam mai, nisis loikish shehu chamar. His Medayik, Dafka went to get married, he had a job already. His job was a donkey driver when they got married. So she got married Adas, to have oina once a week, so he can't become a gamma. But let's say when they got married, he didn't have a profession. So then, he could take any profession he wants and change any profession he wants, because when she got married, the idea wasn't a certain thing in her head, and therefore you could change if it's you didn't have a profession when you got married. Zogta Gemara Vaita, Hasafonim Achas Yishuch Adoshim, the Rebbe Eliezer. As it says, the whole Mishnah is going to Rebbe Eliezer, that the sailors are once every 6 months. Amarav, Baruno, Amarav, Alok Rabbelez, what's the Rabbelez? Amaravad Bahav Amarav, Zud the Rabbelez. Avachom, I am Chom and say that even though our Mishnah says Talmidim go out Shleib Shosh only 30 days, the Chom and say Talmidim Yaitzim Matam Taira, Beis the Gimel Shonim Shleib Shosh. They go out 2 or 3 years Shleib Shosh, and this, as I was going to say, was a derech of a lot of tzaddikim. Amarava, Somchu Rabbanon Adarav Bahava, Avdi Udub Nafshayu. The Rabbanon was Soymech Rav Bahava to go out for 2 or 3 years, but a lot of the times they played around with their life. They're playing around with life. It was to give a ma'aseh, show you a ma'aseh. You heard the Rav Rechumi have a shchir kamei the Rav Mechuzah. Rav Rechumi used to go learn by Rav Mechuzah. Have a was derech was like this. Have rogad of a osla basic come out yom tikkuri. He used to come out once a year. Erev Yom Kippur he came home, and the rest of the year he went to learn. Yom Echad, one Erev Yom Kippur, Meshach the Shvaitz, he got into a sugya, and he wasn't coming home. He was late coming home. HaMesachia Devisu, his wife was waiting for him. Hashtossi. He was like, she was hoping he'd come home. Now he's waiting the whole day. Loyossi, he didn't come. Cholosh Daita, she felt bad. Aches Demosa Me'ina, one tear dropped from her eyes. Yosef Igra, he was sitting on a roof, learning, that's where he was right now. Ifchis, Igra Matusei, the roof collapsed, and he died. For Einish. Freituchayim Shulevitz, now it's even worse for her. She was waiting for him, she wanted to come home, now he's dead. What's that all about? Now it's even worse for her. That's her schar for waiting for her husband? So Freituchayim Shulevitz, if someone hurts someone else, that's a metzias. Because of him, he caused her pain and a tear dropped from her eye. Because then he died. It wasn't like no cheshbonis that. Oh, now that's a metzias. Like touching fire, nothing could do about it, and that's why he died. Zot maravaita. Oina shel tamidei chachamim emes. What's the oina of Talmid Chacham who's home and didn't go out to learn? What's his oina? What's his missus oina? Om Rav Yudah Meshmuel me'erev Shabbos erev Shabbos. Once a week me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. And the pasuk. We dash from a pasuk like that. Asher of yitain beitoy. That there's a certain time. Asher of yitain. Amar Rav Yehuda v'tein Rav Unu v'tein Rav Nachman. Is that Meshamish Tosai Erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos? That's someone who's Meshamish Tosai once a week. Erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Like Rashi speaks out that Shabbos is a special time for mitzvahs Oina because that's a time Shulel Tainug v'Shvisa v'Anaas Aguf. It's a leil of Tainug and of rest v'Anaas Aguf. Zogtu Maravaita, Yehuda Breid Rav Chia, Yehuda, the son of Rav Chia, Chasnei de Rav Yana, he was the son-in-law of Rav Yana, Hava Ozo v'Yosef Bei Rav, he went to learn in the Beis Medrash, and he came home every week, V'chol Bei Shimshi, every Erev Shabbos, Hava Ozo l'Beisa, he came home, V'chia Hava Ozi, when he used to come home, Hava Kachozi Kamei Amud Nuro. In front of him, Rav Yana used to see this like beam of fire because it was a chosh v'zach. We had learned the whole week, and he came home to Mekayim Mrs. Oyner. It was a big tzaddik. Yom Echad, Meshach L'Shmaitzei. One day, he got into the sugya, and he forgot to come home. Kirin L'Chozi U'Simona, Rav Yana didn't see that simon coming. He used to see this beam of light coming. He didn't see that. Omu Rav Yana said, Kofu Metasai, turn over your bed, which is a simon of Avelis. If Yehuda would be alive, he would have came home. He would not have vatal his oina. And Lemaisa, the truth was that he got stuck in a sugya. So havoy kashkoga yosef hashalot. It was like a shkoga that yosef hashalot, which means that a tzaddik says something, a lot of times it comes to fruition. But noch nafshe, and itaka died. He passed away. This Rav Yehuda. Rebbe Isak Leil Brei Beir Avchia. Rebbe married off his son. His son was engaged with the kedushin to Rav Chia. It came time for nesuin. Kimot l'tav ksuba noch nafshei der visa. Terrible tragedy happened, and the girl died. So his son had lost the kallah. Amar Rabbi chas v'shalom psul ika. He was worried. Maybe why when the shemayim has happened? Maybe it was a psul in the mishpacha. Yisivu v'ayin mishpachas. They went and sat and was ma'ayin, looked into the yichus of the mishpachas. And they came out like this. Rabbi Asa Meshaftia ben Avital came from the family of Shaftia ben Avital. That was the son of David. Avital was David's wife. Shaftia was the son of David. Rabbi Chia Asi Meshim'i, which the Yavid says you have to go as Shim'a, Achi David, the brother of David, which is not royal blood. And Rabbi held that since he comes from royal blood, he had to marry into a royal family. And they said that's what happened. That's why it wasn't Basharat. Okay, so now the kala died. You have to find another shidduch. Also, Isak Leila Brei Beir Rav Yosi Ben Zimra. So now Rabbi found different shidduch for his son to the daughter of Rav Yosi Ben Zimra. Poskulei Tarti Sari Shnin Lemezal Bei Rav. They made up before they get married. He's going to go learn for 12 years by his rabbi 12 years. What's the chesmon always of 12 years? So the Mashal says because Ben Shmoneser Chuppah, a boy was to get married at 18. And his main years of his life are till 30. That was the best years of his life. Therefore, give him 12 years until 30 to learn, and then he goes ahead with his marriage. Akapon, they made up, for 12 years he's going to learn before he gets married. Maisa, achlufu akamei, they brought the kala in front of him. Omalahu, so he said, you know what, nevish shishtim, let's cut it down to 6 years. He really wanted to get married. Achufu akamei again, they brought her to him. Omalahu, ichnes, let me marry her now. Vahadez, then I'll go learn. Maisa, the son, he's embarrassed the Rebbe. You know, at first he made up, he's a learner for 12 years, and Maisa, push comes to shove, he got wanted to get married right away. Amalei, so Rebbe made him feel better. Amalei, Bani, that's koinech yeshbach. You're like the Ebishta. Mikorik, it says in the pasuk, by beginning in Parsha B'Shalach, Tevi Eimoi B'Steimoi B'Har Nachlascha, that I'll bring you to Eretz Yisrael in order to build a Mikdash. So B'Shalach Siv, no, B'Ashli Mikdash Rav B'Shalach, make me a Mishkan over here. So you see, the Eibishter also, Kaviyachal, changed his mind. So you're like that also. Like upon him, so it says, also Yosef Tati Sereshim Be'Rav, Lamaisa, after they got married, he went 12 years to learn. Ad also, and by the time he came back, Ikra de Visu, his wife became Akara. Why did he become Akara? Rashi speaks out that the Gemara says that if someone gives up, Rashi Nas Akara, Kain Derech Ha Oimdois, Esther Shonam Leibal, if someone stays 10 years without a husband, she becomes Akara. And the Mashal really asked that that's only when they don't have Das on the husband, but they had mind on the husband, and it shouldn't become Akara. The Mashah is a Kashub Lab Shver, the Mashah is a terrorist there. Like upon him, she became Akara because she was waiting so long. Omer Rebbe, Hechi Navid. So now the son came home, what should we do? He can't have children, right? So Nigusha, we should tell him to divorce his wife. Yemra, Nia Zula, Shav Shamra, she's waiting here for 12 years for her husband. Now we throw out like that. Let him marry another wife to have children. This one's his main wife, this one just, you know, for Zaina, no children, it's not good either. So what do you do? He davened for her, and she, Lemaisa, got healed, and she'll be able to have children. Rav Chinoy went to learn by his Rabbi, at the end of Shavuot Brachos, Shavuot Meichai. Omalei, so Shimon Chai asked him, please do me a favor. I have Shavuot Brachos. When I'm finished Shavuot Brachos, I want to come with you. Let me come with you. Wait a day or two till I come with you. And now, it would be a big zach for Rav Chinoy to go with Shimon Meichai. Shimon Meichai was a big tzaddik. But still, lo ikvlei. He didn't want to wait the extra day because he knows if you wait an extra day, he might not go at all. He didn't wait. Also, Yosef Trey Sarishni, he went, Rav Chinoy went and learned for 12 years by his rabbi. Ad also, when he came back home, to his home, the shtanu shvili demasa. The streets changed. In those days, the streets were built like mavoyas, like different alleyways. And if you build more houses, sometimes alleyways are closed, the new alleyways are made. He had no idea how to get home. He came back to town 12 years later, he had no idea where he was. Well, he didn't know where his house was. Also, Yosef Agudanara, he went to sit at the riverbank. Shamalu Ravisa, he saw a girl was collecting food there. They were calling her the daughter of Chachinoy, Bas Chachinoy. Molly Koso, fill up your basket with Tonez and go. So I'm going to know, hi, Ravis is done. That must be my daughter. Also, Basra, he went, obviously, they were married first, and then he went to learn for 12 years. Also, Basra, he followed her. His wife was sitting in front of the house, Konola Kimcha, and she was sifting flour. Dol Eina, she picked up her eyes, Chazita, and saw him. Savi Liba, and she couldn't believe it. She saw something, and parach rucha, and she died from the shock. She said, "Oh, why? Is that my husband?" And she died from the shock. Amul afana v'ra shalom. Rav Chinoy ben Chanoiah said, "Ania zuzes schara, that's her schara. She waited 12 years and she dies. By rachem alav achaye, he died for her and she lived. Another ma'isa. Rav Chama Babisa also Yosef Trey Sarei Shemayim Yosha. Rav Chama Babisa." Went 12 years to Beis Medrash. He also, when he came back, I'm not going to do what Chachanoy did and surprise his wife. He's going to do it slowly. He went and sat down in the Beis Medrash. Shalach lebeisin. He sent a message to his house. By the way, I'm home. Also, Rav Oishia Bray, his son Rav Oishia, he didn't know it was his son. Yosef Kamei sat in front of him. They were talking and learning, asking him questions. Chaza, he saw, Rav Chama saw that this boy, the Kamechad Shmaitzi, he was mamash a bamba, he knew I learned very good, very sharp. Chaz Daite, he felt bad. If I would be here, I'll be able to bring up my children and mechanech him like this child. All the Beis, he went home, and he already sent the message, he went home now. All Basre, this person, this guy was talking to him, learning, came after him. So when he walked in, so Rav Chama stood up for this boy who came in because he saw he's a big time racham. Who saw the Mishlo Shmaitza Kabayi? Rav Chama thought this boy is coming to ask him more questions. Amalei divisu, his wife said, Mika Abba to come and carry brothers. A father stand up for a son. Kari, and he realized it's his own son. Kari aleha Rama Chama. Rama Chama called on him this pasuk. Achut hamashulosh lemeheri notek. The chut hamashulosh, the three knots won't already snap anymore. Who is that? Is that Rabbi Oishia, Benoishia, Rabbi Chama, Barbisa, was three generations between the Chama. And Tosfos speaks out. You say chut hamashulosh lemeheri notek if they saw each other. So Dr. Tosfos, which is shloshta ra zazah, the three of them saw each other. They saw each other. That Rabbi Oishia spoke to Rabbi Isa. So you see, they saw each other, and that is why that you say this pasuk of Chut HaMashulish Loi B'Mehera Yenotek. That's Rabbi Oishia who saw Rabbi Chama Rabbi Isa and saw Bisa also, three generations of great Tamid Chachamim.